أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ترجي من تشاء منهن وتؤوي إليك من تشاء ومن ابتغيت ممن عزلت فلا جناح عليك ذلك أدنى أن تقر أعينهن ولا يحزن ويرضين بما آتيتهن كلهن والله يعلم ما في قلوبكم وكان الله عليما حليما صدق الله العظيم. The ayat before this, a lengthy ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about some of the unique specialities of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this ayah also it continues and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to some of the other unique qualities that were especially for our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, turji man tasha'u minhun, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may delay or you may postpone for whomsoever you desire from amongst them, from amongst those women. Wa tu'wi ilayka man tasha'u, and you may take, grant shelter to whomsoever you desire from those women. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to two aspects, one of which we have discussed a little bit, that those women that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they presented themselves as gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference to them firstly, that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a point in time when these women came over and they were prepared to hand themselves over as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is, nikah will be taking place but no mehr will take place, and at that point in time, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had not desired, or there was no command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or whatever the circumstances may have been, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam declined, and then thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a period of time or a point of time had come when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would feel the need to make nikah with these women, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could do it. He could have postponed this option that was granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتُؤْوِي إِلَيْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, and if Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam so desired, he could have taken them at that point in time, in other words, immediately. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates man tasha, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be left to your will, your desire, whatever you wish. So that is the one aspect of this ayat. The second aspect of this ayat is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also making reference, according to many, many ulama, to the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had more than one wife, and if any other person in this ummah has more than one wife, then he is compelled that he be fair and equal insofar as sharing his time, his nights, with his spouses, with his wives. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows that that was not compelling upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was not compulsory upon him to be fair insofar as sharing and spending the nights with the azwajul mutahharat were concerned. Although Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this concession, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was absolutely particular about it. To this extent, we will find that when Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the last part of his life, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fallen ill, he had become very, very sick. And at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's desire was to spend those days for ease and peace and comfort in the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the light of this ayah, could have opted to go away to the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not do this. He continued asking the azwaj, he continued asking those that were close around him, that where would I be tomorrow, where would I be tomorrow? His intention was, when would I go to the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? Now the Azwajul Mutahharat themselves, they had realized that this was the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had known this issue, that Allah had not compelled him. And even with all that, they then consented that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to the house of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where eventually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left this world. So that is another aspect of this ayah, that Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala has given this concession to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we find narrations, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha herself says that if for any reason Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go out of routine, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would spend some time with one of the azwaj more than he had to, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make good that turn with the other azwaj. And in that way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had conducted himself as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had compelled him also. To such an extent, we find in the hadith, with regards to this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam even makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, "O Allah, this is my qasam, this is my distribution, this is how I had spent my time with my azwaj. The matters that I have in my hand, I try to fulfill it to the best of my ability. But obviously there are matters that are not in my hand. I do not have the ability, and that will be insofar as love for that comes in the heart for one of the azwaj." He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O Allah, do not take me to task, do not rebuke me in those matters." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown this example of his own life, that despite the fact that there was no compulsion upon him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very, very meticulous. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and Allah says, وَمَنِ بَتَغَيْتَ مِمَّنْ عَزَلْتَ, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you seek one of those that you had set aside, in other words, in the initial stages, you had left them, you did not take them, and now you desire, you seek them, then fala junaha alayk, there is absolutely no blame, there will be no sin upon you if you take them at a later stage. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَن تَقَرَّ أَعْيُنُهُنْ. This is also a very important aspect that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains the rationale, and Allah says that that is more likely that their eyes will be cooled. In other words, they will become happy. وَلَا يَحْزَنْ, and they will not have any form of grief. وَيَرْضَيْنَ بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلُّهُنْ, and they will be happy with whatever you give them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in your hearts. That is a reality and the truth. Some of the ulama have stated here, Allah is making reference to all those people that had some reservations, those that had criticism for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People have criticisms for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now. All that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will find this the reason to pick and point at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu billah, to condemn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All that knowledge Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has, and Allah knows about it. But wa kana Allahu aliman halima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, Allah ta'ala is all knowing, and in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala regulated these laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these exceptions, made these unique laws for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And at the same time, Allah ta'ala is halim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most tolerant, that if in this ummah a person was unable to fulfill the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he turned towards Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be tolerant with such a person. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.